Cat and the Hurricane with On My Way Back here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. We promised you a Cat and the Hurricane twofer, but we got something even better right now. We have the gentleman from work here in the studio.
In the studio, always right. The best.
You know, work is a funk fusion group from Madison, Wisconsin, described as summer jam perfect, and here to tell us about new albums, upcoming shows work has going on is guitarist, singer, and songwriter Frank Laufenberg and saxophonist Daniel.
Big saxophonist.
You're here, guys.
He just got a bass sax, baby.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, guys.
Okay, yeah, so thanks for having us.
Frank, we just heard, or we're going to hear, yes. I should say. It's been a while with the debut album, Revolution, right?
Revolution, yeah. It came out in October.
So I think that's the last time we chatted with you guys.
2023, yeah. It was just before that we had done some promotion for that show, and we were talking about that new album, and now we've done the album tour. That's been going great. We're about to get vinyl for Revolution, which is really exciting. And yeah.
Excellent.
Where are you going for that vinyl? Is that something you're doing here, or did you send
Waxy
up for it?
Waxy Poodle.
You are going to Waxy Poodle.
Yep.
That's what I wanted to know. They're a record manufacturing plant right here in Madison.
No kidding.
They press their own records.
Yeah, they pressed our record. Yeah, you can get Revolution locally pressed, locally sourced funk.
That is awesome, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now you just had a big announcement for work. You are playing Bonfire Fest. Did I just blow that big announcement for you?
No, that's all right. Yeah, we're playing Bonfire. So
tell us
exciting.
About it and how excited you are. This is amazing, I have to say.
Oh, man. I mean, we're over the moon. First off, the atmosphere that the People Brothers have put into the Driftwood Music Gardens over the past decade. It's just such a magical place. And every year... It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and better, and the lineup keeps getting more amazing, but it's always just like the same, just like beautiful, like community to just enjoy local and nationally renowned music in.
I am surprised, honestly, that you haven't played it before.
Oh, we have.
So, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is still a big deal because you know for sure you're going to be there. I mean, the announcement is out there.
Yeah, to be clear, every single time we've been asked to play at the Driftless Music Gardens, we've said yes. And I think that will happen again because that place is beautiful and we're lucky to be able to play there pretty much once a year.
Do you recall the date? June of 24, it looks like.
I believe it's the second weekend.
Okay. Just in case people are starting to write it down already.
Yeah,
just
tickets
to say
are on sale. Okay. Yeah, and like Pigeons Playing Ping Pong and Andy Frasco just got announced. Work's going to be there.
Awesome. Wow. Like, you know, tell us a little bit. You've played at the Driftless Gardens before. Mm-hmm. Tell people who maybe have never been there, what is the Driftless Gardens like?
So it's out in the middle of the Driftless area, which is this camp is like out by like Hillsboro, past Richmond Center, kind of like in the middle of nowhere, right next to like this tiny little town. And it's repurposed farmland, really hilly, that makes it into this really beautiful natural amphitheater.
Oh, I love it.
It's like a mid-sized place. You know, it holds like 3,000, something like that.
3,000 people?
That's a good crowd.
It's a real big, it's like a really nice size valley that is just like a little fairyland. Like you'd go there and you're just it's just like, all right, well, I'm in heaven now. Oh. Like,
and people camp there, right?
Yeah. It's 3 days. It's like, you know, music Thursday through Saturday night or Sunday morning, you know.
I just remember.
Wow.
And plan ahead if you aren't going to camp because there's like one motel or something that's a little bit away. That's what I remember.
Oh, yeah. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Sure. So plan ahead. But, it's so worth it. So worth it. Especially if these guys are going to be there again.
Now, work has a few shows coming up in Madison and Appleton. First, Saturday, December 30th, it's the New Year's Eve with Porky's Groove Machine at the Appleton Beer Factory.
Oh, nice.
Tell us about playing with Porky's Groove Machine in their hometown and what you guys have in store for that show.
We're going to bring it's just going to be a really high energy, funky night, a great way to celebrate and dance and groove. And it's always going to be kind of eclectic, weird, and there's going to be some kind of bits going on when Porky's Groove Machine is around.
Oh, so. No kidding.
Oh, no. If you really love Frank Loffenberg over here on guitar, he's also playing guitar with Porky's that night.
Nice. Yeah. Do you have to wear a costume?
I do.
What is your character?
I won't disclose. I know there's one.
No, I'm not the hot dog. Yeah. Okay. I'll just say I'm very funky and I'm very fun.
Okay.
And I've got like an earthy vibe.
Ooh. Okay, and then New Year's Eve, Work is performing at the Majestic. That is such a great place. Along with New Salty Dog. They're from Duluth. And you are opening for Madison Favorite, the People Brothers Band. Of course, we're talking about the Driftless Gardens.
Oh, yes.
How do you feel about that show? And then, is that a night, do you have to actually tell people what your resolutions for the new year might be?
it is an amazing night. I mean, I think People Brothers Band have had the New Year's Eve slot there for the longest time. So, like, everybody knows that, like, that's where the party's at New Year's Eve, is at the Majestic.
Yeah.
And we met the New Salty Dog in June, July. We did a mini tour with them. That's the first time we met them. And they are a really incredible jam band. Just be part of the lineup is just really exciting and a really great way to round out an awesome year of music.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And the theme is disco this year.
No way!
So you better believe the gold pants are coming out. And
you get to dress up two nights in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do we keep up with Work online? Ooh. And what do you got coming up in 2024?
So you can follow us, Work the Band, WURK the Band. Our website, worktheband.com. And Instagram and Facebook, Work the Band. We're also on YouTube.
Spotify.
Spotify. Yeah, anywhere you stream music, we're there too.
Awesome.
After those two shows, we're going to be hunkering down over the winter, making new music, learning new originals. And then by the time that April rolls around, we're going to bring brand new sets throughout the spring and summer.
Yeah, we're gonna bring some fire. We're gonna spend the first little bit of 2024 hunkering down and getting ready to bring some awesome new jams for next year.
They both look like they're up to something too. Like, oh boy, we're gonna have to stay tuned.
That's because they just booked a show with me right here and there on May 11th, and we're gonna bust them out for it and tell everybody they're gonna be here.
Yes.
But that is awesome. But, you know, before you go, we're going to listen to one of your new songs from your new album.
Yeah.
It's called Embers. But you said there's something special about this song. You can only get it in, like, one place.
Yeah, this one we kind of saved for ourselves and for the true Work folks. This one's on Bandcamp and on our website, worktheband.com. So this is the only tune from the new album that you can't get on Spotify or all those other things. And this one is a couple of our friends like, oh, we love that song. We wish it would be on Spotify. But it's like, well, we got to keep something for us. So
absolutely,
this one's for us. You come to Bandcamp or find us on Work the Band. Or
grab vinyl.
It's coming out on vinyl soon, yeah.
Did you hear that, Jimmy? They got vinyl.
Oh, he's vinyl. Gonna be so happy.
I'm Jimmy today.
There you go. You got to talk about it. Vinyl. Should we give it a listen?
Frank, Daniel, thanks so much for coming in. You guys are awesome.
Love it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.